Harih Om Sahana Vavatu Sahana Bhunaktu Sahaviryankaravavahai Tejasvinavaditamastomavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Chaitanopanayanam Natya Shastra Chapter 21 Construction of a Dramatic Plot. Okay. This chapter analyzes the plot of a drama structurally and dynamically, which are of two kinds. Principal, adhikartika, where the main line of action predominates, and subsidiary, prasangika, where different lines of plot are tied together. Right. So you're going to have the primary plot, the main plot of the thing, and then the subplots, you know, and how all they'll come together. Right?
Actually, when we have plot means... Story?
Yes, it means the story and how it goes along.
Is it more like intrigue? I was checking with the dictionary in French.
No, I'd say intrigue would be part of what goes on. Because that's another meaning. Plot can mean, just like, let's say, Robespierre.
Yes.
Then he was making a plot.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but it could also be like the house sits on a plot of land.
Yes,
so it just means the basis. So the plot means just how the thing, what is your storyline and how it's unfolding.
Okay.
Like that. Right? So then within that, it'll have these elements. The seed, bija, the vital drop, bindu.
Yes.
The episode, pataka, the episodical incident, prakari, and the action, karya.
Yeah.
Then action, which involves the effort made by the hero for attainment of result, has five stages. So this means number five, the action, has five parts.
Yes.
Is that what it's meaning?
Yes. This is how in Nataka Chandrika it's defined. Here in the Bharat Munis, he puts first these five, then he says there are five. There are five.
I mean, he puts the action first, and then he puts the plot in which it is. But Rupa Goswami gives it this, because this will be what you're doing, and then within action, you have to see that it has these points. Okay. Beginning, prarambha, effort, prayatna, possibility of attainment, prapti, sambhava, certainty of attainment, niyata, prapti, and attainment of the object, phala, prapti. Right? So you're going to see is that these aspects have to come out, because it's not that he just puts in the beginning, makes the effort, and he attains. It has to be the possibility and the certainty. Right, because that's all going to be there in the consciousness.
Yes.
Right, because when somebody's doing something, they want to know, okay, it's possible.
Yes.
We're getting close, and oh, now it's certain, just this much, and we're done.
Yes.
And then when it's obtained, then it becomes very big. But if we just make the effort and it's done, it's kind of like, okay, that wasn't very. Yeah.
This is similar to the panchanga nyaya.
Mm. Oh,
because
okay.
The possibility of attainment is where we give examples.
Okay, you're clearing doubts of what if it's possible or not. Certainty of attainment means how it's non-different, and then the attainment. Interesting.
Yeah,
so it's the same panchanga nyaya, then how it then unfolds. Yeah, very nice.
So we can escape panchanga
nyaya. No, you cannot escape. It's waiting there. It's like Santa. It knows all. The principal plot is known to be consisting of segments, sandhis, which help in forming a systematic connection between the five elements of the plot. For the sake of fulfillment of the main intention, connecting the different parts of the plot in regular succession is known as sandhi. Right? So that means you're going to have the sections, and then that's the sandhis, but then you have to connect them. Right? So in other words, the sandhis are the segments that need to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have segments but they're not connected, it's not sandhi.
Yes. Yes.
Right? And if you're connecting things but they're not connectable, it's not sandhi.
Yes.
So it applies to both, connecting together things that are connectable.
Yes. Yes.
Does that make sense? It has to have both aspects. Yeah. So there are five main segments in a play. One, opening, mukha. Two, the progression, pratimukha. Three, the development, garbha. Four, the pause, vimarsha. And five, the conclusion, nirvahana. Yeah, it's also the same.
But this follows more of the Vedantic, and that follows more of the Jaimini one. This follows more of the Vedantic is of Vyasa.
Okay, so the other one's more of Gotama, and this is more of Vyasa.
Okay.
Here there is a Vimarsha.
The pause. That means when she, how you say, deletes his phone number and tells everybody that she's not talking to the god. And then you have five, the conclusion. Right. Yes, yes, like that. But not just himself. He has to be there, do that in public.
Yes.
Then he's sincere. Like, yeah.
With recording.
Yes, yes. With half the town dancing in the background. The remaining segments are to be subordinated to these five segments of the principal plot. So the opening may have aspects, the progression may have parts, the development will have parts, the pause may have parts, and the conclusion may have parts, like that. But it's not that they each have to have five parts or anything. It's just whatever works, right?
But now, as this is for the play, it means for means according to the three different acts. But in one act also,
it'd be the same. It has to have all that. That's why it can't be just he talks about, yeah, so I was feeling hungry, so I thought I'd go down to the market and all that. You know, my friend called and we got talking and that was it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, yeah, so where's it going? You know, does that make sense?
So it's a funny life.
Huh?
You want to do
no, that's there, but then there's consequences. So that brings us to the pause. You know, he called up and I said, hey, you know, I'm hungry. Are you hungry? Yeah, I'm hungry. So, hey, why don't we do that? He said, oh, no, but wait a minute. We were supposed to be at this thing like that. Oh, no, that's at this and that. So then it goes. And so we take it through. Okay, then after the program, then we can go and meet there.
Yeah.
So now it's complete. It's gone all five.
Okay.
So that's the thing, you can't just do part of it. You have to do the otherwise the one's not satisfied. This is not saying that this is just how you make it and it's opinion. This is how people think. This is how emotions work. And so that it's only delineating that. That's all. And so if you want it to be relevant to people, you have to have all these elements to it. So without these 15 considerations that are up to now, do we have any more lists? No, just these. So these 15 things, you won't have a proper drama. So you see some of them, they do that, they'll go, maybe the opening's not clear, there's seemingly a progression or a development, but you don't know what it's actually for, and then there's some conclusion, but you don't know what, and so it's not clear. So if the opening's not clear, then you don't see these. If you don't see all these things, they're not in that order, you don't think it's complete. You know, so there has to be all these different aspects. Right? Like that. Then it's complete. So that's why we say the playwright has to be quite qualified. Yes, he has to know the science. He has to have, you know, this understanding of the rasa and everything. And so, and then he can write. Right? You know, does that make sense? The remaining segments are to be subordinated to these five segments of the principal plot. Each of these segments have different limbs called sanyangas. Right? So that's the different parts within these five. The acharyas declare that with the understanding of rasa, mello, and bhava, the mood or emotions, as well as observing the objective, one should derive success in the drama through these limbs of sandhis. Right? Then you'll get, if you understand these things, then it will all work. So we see it's a very big thing. So people who can be successful. So people say, oh, you know, Shakespeare, this, that, you know, he wasn't that, or he had someone else. Whatever, it doesn't matter. They're well written. That's why they're still going today. You know, how many other dramas are still going today? You know, so there's a few. But that's about it. So they're more complete. If you check, there'll be more of a completeness. That's why it was. So anything that lasts will be closer to this. And anything that doesn't is not. You know, like we'll see when we read what Rupa Goswami's works, and that they're just as relevant today as they were before. It's not that it didn't have any meaning. You know. Bharat Muni states that the playwright should give due importance to all the above mentioned aspects and their application according to the sentiments and emotional states for proper enaction of a dramatic play. Shloka Nisharanam, verses 1 to 5, definition of the plot. Iti Vrita, 6 to 9, 5 stages of action. 5 elements of the plot. Okay, that's how he reverses those two. And 36 to 68. 5 segments of a play. 106 to 112. 5 explanatory devices. So that's for doing the introductory scenes and that. That's what it's used for. 5 explanatory devices. Okay. And 113 to 129. Characteristics of an ideal nataka. Verses 1 to 5, definition of the plot, iti vritta. The plot, iti vritta, has been called the body of the drama, and it is known to be divided into 5 segments, sandhi. The plot is of 2 kinds, principal, adi, karika, and subsidiary, prasangika. That's what we're saying, is that the plot will have the main thing that it's doing, all these 5, means the 5 meaning the opening, progression, development, pause, conclusion. Then you're going to have a subplot, or you can even have a few. You can't have too many that it can't be accomplished and brought together like that, because the more you have, the less developed each one of them will be. An assemblage of acts which are shaped with a view to the attainment of result is to be known as the principal plot, right? So the principal plot is what you're trying to get. Acts other than these constitute a subsidiary plot. The attainment of the object and its exaltation, which the ingenuity of the playwright plans by means of associated characters according to the rules of a play, constitute the principal plot. An account of an attainment of the result and any incident mentioned for helping any other incident in it is called a subsidiary plot.
I think more is the explanatory devices are connected to the subsidiary plot, where there are supporting scenes, transition scenes.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about. All those in between means you want to explain something, a time has passed, to use those things in between. Okay.
We were discussing before about that. Arthopeksha. Asucha and Sucha. Asucha is where everything is, all the mellows and all are there. There is rasa, because of which we include in the main plot. Other ones, they are formal without rasas. That's why they are supporting scenes.
Okay, so then they're not just something just out of where, but these will be personalities that are part of the subplots anyway. And so these will be ways this brought out. So there's secondary personalities in the, you know, to the hero or like that in the act, and then they will be the ones that will bring these out. So then how that will come out and how it connects, and interesting.
We tend to do it's like in general, the modern script writers, they just impose their own ideals and then put who will be doing the main thing and who will be doing the sub thing. But what is an ideal is already fixed, and who is supposed to do is already fixed. And
yeah, because they're always trying to say, why is it they always get me? Why can't this guy get, you know? Verses 6 to 19, 5 stages of action. The exertion of the hero towards the object to be attained is known to have 5 stages. Well, he did the whole thing backwards. Because even the plot, he didn't explain, he just gave the point of the plot. Mm-hmm. He didn't explain the breakdown of the plot. Okay.
I think first, by explaining this for people, it's clear like what we are.
Yeah, the action, because then you see that. Yes, they'll explain, they'll catch that more, because the other one is more beginning effort, possibility of attainment, these, because that's more the psychological. The other one, there's going to be the what you view, what the senses catch. The exertion of the hero towards the object to be attained is known to have five stages, occurring according to their due order. These stages of action are known to arise in the Nataka and the Prakarana, and their fruition, phala yoga, relates to duty, dharma, enjoyment of pleasure, kama, and wealth, artha. The five stages are beginning, prarambha, effort, prayatna, possibility of attainment, prapti, sambhava, certainty of attainment, niyata, prapti, and attainment of the object, phala prapti. Beginning. The part of the play which merely creates a curiosity about the attainment of the great object with reference to the seed, bija, is called the beginning, arambha. Where will this, this will come in this chapter where it talks about these points of the seed and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, because Rupa Goswami opens with that. Because if you don't know that, these others are referring to it. So that's how, you see how it gets turned around? So how Rupa Goswami takes this and reverses it, and makes that, that's what makes, that's the approach. Because it's the descending. The other one is the ascending.
Yes.
But he puts it down as the descending. Because if you don't know that, we're referring to this bija here. We don't know what the bija is yet. But if we know what the bija is, then you can get... Does that make sense? Because you know what Krishna is, then you know how it comes down. So
although Rupa Goswami, he takes this as a template, he reverses it according to the, Krishna consciousness.
Yes. So that's the whole idea of the Chaitanya-upanayana course, is you're going to take standard topics of the Vedic knowledge, but you're going to present it according to how its understanding and usefulness is in Krishna consciousness. That's the uniqueness of it. So we're not just doing a study of the thing. We're studying, trying to figure out what is the essential points and all that, because that everybody can understand. Right? But the details of drama, how that works and all that, then some people may appreciate. Right? Because you can go to a drama and see the drama and appreciate the drama, even though you don't know the techniques of acting and staging and all those things like that. But the principles that are there that they work on, that by knowing, it will increase your appreciation. So that much is then what the Chaitanya-upanayana, of course, is about. Because it's just like we go through this, we're not going to become dramatists or playwrights or actors, like that. Neither if we study Ayurveda, we're going to become doctors. But we'll know what it's actually working on. So then when you get to people that tell you something, then you know whether they're actually proper doctors or not. You know the thing. So you will know how it connects to Krishna. Like Bhagavatam, it explains how things connect to Krishna. It doesn't give necessarily the detail of how it works. That's the other shastras are already doing. So it doesn't have to. Right? Does that make sense? So if you're working on the inductive, you've already studied all the Vedic literatures, haven't been able to find the absolute truth, and now finally by Krishna's grace, you're coming to Bhagavatam. Now you're seeing how all that, from every aspect of what you know, it all connects to Krishna. And the more detail you know, the more you see how it all connects. But if not, even you know nothing, you come and you can see how it connects to Krishna and you can use it. Does that make sense? So it's a very, very specific approach. It's a very specific approach. And if that's not done, then one, if you don't have the capacity, you won't know it. And two, if you're not understanding this, you might get distracted. Does that make sense? Like I was saying, is that, let us say we want to do a drama. And we get together a bunch of devotees to do the drama. Who's interested? Okay, we're going to do drama. Okay, then sit down. Okay, so what are we going to do? Okay, let's do this, or let's do that, or, so many things. And, so then, in this, then, it might not bring out different things. Like, let's say, okay, it's Nrisimha Chaturdasi coming up, so then naturally you want to do something about Nrisimhadev, you know? And so then you might have this whole difficulty on, you know, who's playing what, or, you know, that, or, you know, who's prominent, or that, or someone thought, you know, I've been thinking a long time about, you know, this whole, you know, point of the demigods and his Hiranyakashipu's wife, you know, like that, and she's Kayadu? Yeah. And so then they make a whole thing out of that, you know, like 20 minutes out of you know, harassing her and this and going on and this and that, and then the rest of the drama, you know, is only, you know, 20 minutes long. So it's just out of balance, and it's a subplot. It's just showing how Prahlad Maharaj met Narad Muni, so therefore he's heard from him, and that's why he's a pure devotee. It's not a main point, it's a subplot, but then they'll make it into the main plot and this and that, or, you know, someone wants to say, oh, you know, you're why don't you do like this? No, but I feel like doing like that. I feel this is right. No, but it doesn't work out. Nobody understands and all that. But, you know, yeah, you know, but, you know, what's that got to do? People have to, you know, learn how to appreciate and all that. It can't just be that, you know, I'm working and they're not, you know. So you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
So in other words, you can't have the drama because no one knows actually what drama's for, what it's actually structured, what it's supposed to do. And so because of this, then you can't have. Now, if you just have some devotees or enthusiasts get together and they just stick to the what's given in Bhagavatam and all that, and a few people play this and that and Haribol, then it works perfect. But when they identify as actors and they identify as this and we're going to do, then that's where then without this, it won't work. So the whole point is this then makes that you know these things. So you can help. You yourself, you'll appreciate, you know, how it goes. You'll see how the different things, you know, see the stages of action. You know, Krishna goes for this, and then this happens, and then this goes like here, and then it looks like that, and then, you know, it works out perfect. So that's why you'll see is why the pastimes come up to a particular point and then just stop on that and move on to the next. Why? Because the attainment is there. You know, it's like, well, what is it, you know, in a modern thing, it's something's there, and so then he conquers, and then it stops. It doesn't show him running the kingdom. Anything shows the day-to-day running of the kingdom? Or once the boy and girl get together, that shows how their life goes? No. You know, the next day, is that shown? No. Yeah, so all these things, it's not... that's the point is it just comes up to a particular point and stops, so then you understand why there's an attainment. So what was attained? You know, it's like the boatman pastime, you know, in Manasarovar. No? Manasarovar boat time pastime.
Is it Manasarovar or Manasaganga?
Manasaganga. Yes, Manasaganga. Like that. So there's a whole thing going on until Radharani grabs Krishna. And once that, then the clouds clear, everything is peaceful, and then he just peacefully goes across. That, the whole thing was that. So it all has a meaning up to that. And once you get to that point, then they just, you know, like that, and it concludes. Because that was the goal. You know, so you don't project onto it more than what's being given there. You know, we could project all kinds of things, you know. But no, that's what it was. Does that make sense? So you'll see in the drama, if we get around to Chaitanya Chandradoy Nataka, then Lord Chaitanya and his devotees do a drama. When it gets to a particular point, that's it. It stops. Because it's about the movement of the rasa, so we can see, is there. That was the whole thing, is that these the moods and all that, how it's moving through and all that. That's what's important. Does that make sense? So it's a very different approach. You see, as in modern things, they still have to follow that, though they may be good at it or not. It still is because it's the mechanics. That's the way it works. You know, if you want the nail to go into the wood, you have to hit it with a hammer. You know, it means you could use your shoe, like that, but you have to hit it with something. You know, hammer is a lot better, but, you know, shoe also works. You know. Yes?
More or less, they concentrate on the last few of the 10 kinds of play we mentioned, the bhana, viti and all. Here it's also mentioned that actually these stages are perfectly arising only in Nataka and Prakarana.
Yes.
Other ones, they are not complete. That's the reason these are...
They're lesser. But they're bringing out one thing. But they'll have some aspect of that.
Yes.
You know, there will be some attainment or something. You know, it's like Tripura Sura, so there'll be something. You know, there's the problem, you know, the opening, the problem, going to Brahma or this or that, or, you know, and then you know, the difficulty coming there, and then they're fighting back so strongly, they're beaten back, and then it goes forward, you know. So you see, Krishna also has those. You know, it's going nicely, and then it's back, and then it's forward, and then...
If I remember clearly, in the beginning, when we started to read, this was Bharat Muni, he developed the drama after discussion with Brahma. He discussed the drama with
yes.
So it was like, for what I understood, it was like ascending process for Bharat Muni.
No. Brahma told him how drama works. In other words, drama needs to be established. Bharat Muni is the qualified person to teach it to. So then Bharat Muni and his sons, because he has 100 sons. So now, right there, you already have a dramatic drama troupe. Like for Chaitanya Charitamrita Nataka, there's 90 roles. So if you have 100 people, then you can take care of everything. You know, on stage, backstage, everything. So between him and his 100 sons, they're good. They can do everything. You know? So it's a descending process. The point is those who are ascending can use, but then they'll miss the point because they don't, like we're saying, is that they may know all the things but don't know what's about the audience. You know? It's about, like I'm saying, just about actors. It's about, they feel it's about their expression. And no, it's about getting that expression across to the audience. You know what I'm saying? Those funny little statues come out not because they expressed, but because the audience felt it. That's why they get that funny little statue. You know? Or the palm tree, whatever it is. You know? You understand? It's that. So even though they may not be able to express it, it's already expressed here. That's the beauty of the Vedic. It already defines everything. Everything is very clearly defined. So that's the difficulty, is it's all speculation, and someone's grown up with, so like you see people who just, you know, just they come into the field and they're suddenly fabulous. Then you have those who grew up in those families like that, and then they come in and then they're fabulous. You like that, and there's others who have gone and studied and this and that and all that, and then they're fabulous. You know? Does that make sense? You know, but the point is until you get to the essence, so the Vedic, it already starts with the essence. Now, according to your ability, how much you attain. So in other words, let's say what might take me 10 years now may only take me 3 or 5. Because I already know what I'm looking for. Otherwise, I do so many things, then you figure out, oh, we should have done this. Does that make sense? You know, so just like, let's say for how you say this, for an example, we're taking you know, you're serving a feast, right? Big feasts, you know, the ones that, you know, Janmashtami or these feasts where everybody cooks, you know. So then you serve and all that, and then afterwards when you eat, you try to eat everything. It does not work. Then you decide, okay, well, what's important? So you just eat the sweets, or you just eat this, or just that. That still doesn't work. So then you figure out, no, in that you see which preparations everybody appreciated. Eat only those.
If they're left.
Huh? If they're left. That's another thing. But, yeah. But, you know, so then you know. So like in the Gurukul, when they do a big feast, they only cook a few preparations. You know, you cook everything that it works. Why cook more? If you can cook to that quality more, great. But if not, what's better? 10 preparations that 5 are good and 5 are okay, or 5 preparations that are good and you can eat as much as you want. You didn't spend your time eating things that weren't as great. Yeah, so that's the whole thing. So that's the whole point is then you know what's the essence. Then you can shoot for that. Then you get the best. Otherwise, how do you get people that are so good in something in such a short time? Because they go for the essence. Is that something? Yeah. You know, it's just like Srila Prabhupada, when he gave mridanga to the devotees, what he gave them was something they could play. He didn't go through the whole practices and then play. He just gave them what they could play and use. But he was always trying to get people to come and teach them the full range of mridanga. Like that. But, you know, in any case, even if you don't know, with 2-3 beats, you can play anything. So, yeah. Okay, effort. Hero striving towards the attainment of the object when the same is not in view, and his steps exciting curiosity about it is called the efforts, prayatna. Right? So the point is you have to raise the curiosity about the great object. Then you have to show the efforts of the hero striving for that, but at the same time you have to raise the curiosity. Then possibility to attain. When the attainment of the object is slightly suggested by some bhava of the hero, this will be known as the prapti sambhava. You know, because then if it's there, then it becomes solid, then everybody's looking for that. Certainty of attainment. When the hero visualizes due to a bhava of his, a sure attainment of the object is called certainty of attainment. Niyata phala prapti. Attainment of the object. When a suitable result of intended actions appears in full at the end of events of the play, it is called attainment of the object. Follow you. It says, when suitable result of intended actions. One, it's the result that matches the actions. You can't do one thing and end up with something else. Yes. So when you say it's unreal, then it's not about what's being presented. You know, because it's like, let's say there's a fantasy and people will say, oh, this point is unreal. The whole thing's unreal. You know? But it means it doesn't, it's the attainment of what was got didn't have anything to do or wasn't properly connected with what actions they were doing. Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's just there. These are the five successives, and you have to get the object. So what's the object? So if there's no object, does that make sense? So walking north into snow, by snow, is not an object. Huh? Yeah, so therefore there was no attainment of the object. Nothing was obtained. There was beginning, effort, possibility, certainty, and then nothing.
But he killed them all.
Huh?
He killed them all.
But that was just effort. That was effort to attain something. And then you end up with nothing.
Yeah, that's why nobody liked that.
Yet. Yeah, so that's the whole point, is that they're not following the rules. They're thinking, oh, no, let's do something different. Everybody else does this. Let's do something else, and that'll be so fabulous. And they'll go, oh, it's so unique, and like that. No, everyone just goes, it's terrible. Why? Because it doesn't follow the laws of nature. So that's the whole thing. If you don't follow these laws, it won't work. And you'll find there's stuff that you'll just say is just corny and regular and this and that, but there's, you know, like, what's it, I Love Lucy? There were 20 seasons. 20 seasons. Because it would always follow these things. It may have been not very refined or this or that, but the point is it did everything. Therefore, it worked. Does that make sense? You want expects this, because if you perform work, you expect to get a result. Yes, and so if someone doesn't get a result, you're not getting results. So then I go to a play watching someone not get a result. So what will that be based on? Is, oh, I'm not getting it, they're not getting it, so therefore it's good. You know? Does that make sense? So that's the problem with Lear. You know? Everybody dies. So what's the point? Okay, material world's miserable. I didn't have to watch your play to get that understanding. My own life's like that. It's for elevating, because does this elevate? No, it just makes, you know. So it doesn't elevate you. It just may intensify the taste. So if it's a matter of my life's so dull, there's no taste, so I go watch someone else that's more miserable than me, I get more of a taste, okay, then life has some meaning. But it's not elevating. So that's not the purpose of drama. So that's the whole thing. You can go on and on about it. Oh, but it's this and that. But no, it's not the purpose.
I have a few examples of a person I was shooting books, you know. They were telling me their life, no bliss like that, you know. But when they met a devotee, they started another life.
Yes.
And they were able to do this process, beginning effort.
Yeah.
The way we join Hare Krishna means there is a beginning, you need to put some endeavor. No?
Yes, yes.
And after.
Yeah, then you get possibility. You see that, yes, I can be. Otherwise, it's, you know, you hear devotees, oh, you know, I'll never make it, I'm so attached, you know, maybe next lifetime, or like that. But then that's not, when they have that, then there's certainty.
Yes.
You know, it's like that's bhava.
Yes,
the
yes.
Possibility. That'll be that you have that confidence.
Yes, yes.
You know, so it's natural. It goes through these stages. You know, and the effort is there all along. So the effort is striving like that, but in all cases, because there's possibility, then there's more curiosity. Certainly, it's more, it all adds. So the beginning's going to be, the effort's going to go all the way through.
Yes.
But it has these forms. Effort on its own, the, you know, different difficulties, then with the possibility, then with certainty.
Yes, yes.
Then you attain.
Yes.
Right?
Scientific.
Yes, it's scientific. But it has to be done nicely.
Yes.
Just because you followed the form, if it's not done, like it said before, in a clever way and, you know, an interesting way, it also won't attract. Even though it's correct, yeah, it's okay, yeah, but it won't have caught your attention.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the thing. It has to have all the things together. Then it works very nice.
Mm.
Yeah. These are the five successive stages of every action begun by persons looking for results. So that means it's everybody. So naturally, that's what you're going to use in the drama.
Yes.
Putting together all of these naturally different stages, which come together in a play for the production of the result, conduces towards the fruition of the seed.
Yes.
Right? So there's a seed, something that you're trying to grow. And so then the fruition of the seed. So that's the whole thing. The beginning is where the seed is, then, and then it's the fruition of it. So that's the thing, that goes through, you know. So all these naturally different states, so these are natural how everything goes. This is just how people think, how they experience. So the drama is just a reflection of what goes on. But you're taking things that will be inspiring so that we'll move forward. Right. Okay.
Why the drama must be focused on perfection.
Yes. 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 I mean, otherwise, then you can get some material thing, and then, but it's still temporary. You know, it's just like you go to the heavenly planets, but it's still temporary. You get so much money, but it's still temporary. You know. Play to begin with the principal plot. The principal plot, which has been described before, should be taken up at the beginning of a play, for it is to end in fruition, i.e. attainment of the object. Right? So the principal plot's the one that's going to, you're going to you, is the main point that goes through all these five. Secondary plots, they may have these five, but the point is they can't start before the principal plot. You have to start with the principal, then bring in the other things. Otherwise, if you start with all the other things and then get around to it, then you don't know what's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's also a complaint. So you can see is that if you don't do these things, that's the faults that come up, right? The plot may either have all the segments or lack some of them. The general rule requires that all the segments should occur in it. But due to a special reason, some of them may be left out.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you know, it can, because I think that's what it means. It's in the Nataka and the Prakarna, all of them will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the other ones, some of them may be left out for special reasons, but then you have to balance that with something else. If you've left something out, then there has to be, you know, like that. If one segment is to be omitted, then then the fourth one goes.
Okay.
One sentence to be omitted, then the fourth one goes.
Fourth one means the certainty of attainment. Mm-hmm. Out of the five.
Okay, the fourth one goes.
Fourth one should be.
I mean, if one of them is if one segment is to be omitted, then it would be the fourth.
Okay.
Rewrite that. It means it goes where? Well, so then the fourth one goes out for a walk, goes for a pizza. And that becomes one of the secondary plots, you know. The plot went out for a pizza. In the course of an admission of not the tube, of two segments, the third and fourth are to be left out. And in the case of three to be admitted, the second, the third, and the fourth should be given up. So the second, the third, and the fourth. So this. So you can only have beginning and have attainment of the object. So then the effort, his specific effort that's doing that, means things will be going on, but you don't see it as an effort. Right? You know, that he's striving for something like that. It's just that you have the beginning, the seed's there, and then the end will be there. So, these things, leaving these things out, then you can see is not ideal, but, you know, if it happens, then this is how it should go down. Otherwise, if it doesn't, otherwise, if you leave out the beginning and end, then there'll be no meaning. Yeah, and sometimes you see movies, they do the middle three, but not the beginning and end. You know, no clear beginning, no clear end. Or they, you know, do everything, leave out the beginning, or do everything but leave out the end. And so then it's like, you know, what did they attain?
Also it is, it makes more sense because in the other plays, the focus is on demigods and all. They can produce anything by their mere will.
Okay.
They need not endeavor for that.
Oh, okay.
The middle three need not be emphasized there.
Okay, because, yeah. In the divine, if they're not there, it doesn't have to be. But when you have a human, that's why it says generally it will start with the human, so you would have that beginning, you know, and that it has to start there, because otherwise that catches your interest.
And actually, in that case, it is possible for the person with the speaking, for example, between two eyes to make a short.
Yes, they can fill in. They can fill in. But that's this primary, because this is the primary, so that's in the secondary plot.
Yes.
So the secondary could fill in.
Yes.
Like that. That's a very good point. You know, so it gets done, but it's. You know. But then in some of the acts, some of the dramas, they don't have the segments. That means introductory. Or these connecting segments in secondary plots. No?
Yeah.
Like if it's one act, you can't have that. You can have a subplot within it, but you can't have the in-between ones that, you know, comes. So you just have to work it in. Yeah. Yeah, but you do it through secondary plots.
Also, when you need not concise the drama, if it itself, the whole thing is itself short, then you need not add in something to concise it more.
Mm. Yeah.
Most of the help in concising.
Making it short. Yeah, so it's clear and short. But I'm looking at it from the point of clarity.
Yeah.
Because you're shortening, but make it clear. Because sometimes people leave it out and hope that you'll figure it out. And so these just make sure it's clear. They bring out the clarity. But they're not sweet. And they're not suddenly they have the effort.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Is it possible to make a Vedanta Sutra in drama? It's quite. Maybe that can be his.
Yeah. Okay. In case of the subsidiary plot, this rule will not apply, for it is to serve the purpose of another plot. Right? So it's not that it has to have all these, it brings out the. It doesn't need to have all the different things. Because its purposes serve the main plot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or you might have even a tertiary one serving the secondary one, serving the... You know.
Yes.
Any event can be introduced in this subsidiary plot without violating the rule. Right? So it can bring up anything that's not in the main plot.
Yes.
You know, that we want to bring out. So you want to show the effort, it may be shown in the secondary plot. So that way, then the main plot gets the benefit. Right? Verse 20 to 3:5. five elements of the plot. These five elements of the... Oh, okay, so this is the...
Action. Five stages of action.
Five elements of the plot. Okay. And then, but here it's getting into seed, vital, drop.
This
is the five. Yeah, these are the those ones. We just did the action.
Action.
Yeah, now we're going back to that. Okay, so we started with this middle, went to the first, now we're... The five stages of the plot, such as the beginning, Arambha, etc., have five means of attaining objects of the plot, Artha, Prakriti, the seed, Bija, the vital drop, Bindu, the episode, Pataka, that means flag, right? The episodical incident, Prakari, and the action, Karya, are the five elements of the plot, which should be reckoned and applied in a proper manner. So we dealt with the action. Seed, that's which scattered in a small measure expands itself in various ways and ends in fruition is called the seed of the plot. Okay. So the point that's brought out in the beginning, that which expands and gives the result, that's the seed. You know, like let's say Ram getting back Sita. You know, in that there's going to be the whole effort and the, you know, getting the monkeys and going across and the battle, but that's where it ends. So when the seed fructifies, that's when you've concluded.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know what the seed is, because sometimes they have these things, they don't actually know what the seed is. You know,
it's like the thesis, Maharaj.
Hmm?
It's like the thesis. The seed is like the thesis, no?
You could say. But it's the main point is what's about. You know, because it's not there, it's just, yeah, what's going to be attained. In other words, the seed is what will be attained, and then you're seeing the plant grow.
Yes.
Right, yeah. Vital drop. That which sustains the continuity till the end of the play, even when the chief object of the play is for the time being suspended, is called the vital drop. You know, so
main story?
It's
the main story.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's the main. It's that which sustains the continuity. Just like, okay, Ram's trying to get Sita back, but what makes everything work is the desire to please Ram. You know, like Hanuman goes to Lanka, or the different things like that. So that sustains it, because like when Hanuman goes to Lanka, you don't see Ram. You know, so therefore, him getting her back—it's all part of the thing. But the thing is, he's not doing any action. But that then holds it together. Does that make any sense, or not so much?
In that specific example, yes.
Hmm?
In the example, yes.
Otherwise, it's quite subtle, actually. It's very subtle.
Yeah, no, it's subtle. Let's say, okay, you want to eat breakfast. Okay?
That's concrete. That's not an abstract.
That's not an abstract. Especially in 10 more minutes, right? You know, it's getting close.
He's ready.
He's already ready. That's why he's standing, so he can just move it. God. Yeah. Then, now, what is sustaining that, no matter what happens? Like I said, you want to eat, and so you go into the kitchen, look for stuff, then someone comes in, starts this conversation. What's going to keep it going? What drives you? Thought of it, but what's the basis that why you're eating?
Hunger.
Hunger. Yeah. So that's why then the person comes, talks to you, and you keep doing things.
Yes.
Even though that's something else, because the hunger is holding it all together. So you're doing something else that has nothing to do with the breakfast, but is still holding it together. So the bindu means it's the essence of it.
Yeah.
You know, if you take the whole thing and condense it down, it's what makes it. The seed is what's being fructified.
Yeah.
But of that, what's the essence? So it means the fruit is eating, but the essence is hunger. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that work? Better? Yeah. No? Yeah. So it's just, so one has to be very clear on what you're doing. And once you have these in place, you can see that's why Rupa Goswami starts with these, no? Because if you have this, then how you express it, that you have, you know, the five kinds of the action and the things like that, then that's there. But if you have this first, then you actually know what you're doing. You know? So that's the problem is that you have, you know, you mentioned before, is that the playwrights that wrote, they didn't know what the ending was. They had no idea. So they're just bringing it forward and developing all these different things. And they became good at doing that within a certain thing. Okay, they said, okay, this we're going to do, this we're going to do. And so it was clear. But the overall wasn't. So they were able to do those different points, but they couldn't do the final because they didn't actually know what was going on. So?
Yeah, but as you mentioned, the experience is the most powerful, it's the final point.
Yes.
That's what people usually carry on after that.
Yes.
Performance.
Because that's what, you know, is supposed to be elevating the consciousness. Now, if it's something lower, then, you know, you could get lower just sitting in your room being bored, you know, or being annoyed or, you know, like that. But the thing is, you expect something that's going to carry on. Like, you know, people quote from books a line or, you know, some great personality has said something. And, you know, so that's because it's supposed to be something that gives clarity. You know, you have your local proverbs, you know, so like that. They're supposed to create a clarity. They're supposed to, you know, create a direction or upliftment or things like that. So, like you said, it's something that you can take away with you. Yeah. So that's the thing, is the bindu and the seed you can take away with you. You know, because the point is the bindu is what's going to do, but the seed is how what aspect of it they're bringing out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we look at the battle, oh, it's about the battle and this and that. No, it's about getting Sita. And why? Because of the relationship.
Yes.
You know? And so
it's interesting, Maharaj, that the bindu does not need the presence of the hero.
Of the?
Hero. Of the chief object of the plan.
Which is the arrow?
No.
Hero.
Oh, hero.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, that's the whole point, is that because you know, he's there or he's not there. The point is it's about it's he's going to attain that, but why is he attaining that? So the seed is this will grow into attainment.
Yes.
But why that's there, that will go, and that's the thing that can drive you on.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's like you have something, it's like you have what do you call it? You know, it'd be like we were saying before about the, what's it, resistance. Yeah, so that's the vital aspect. And so somebody might be a leader in that and a hero in that, and so others can do something like that, but even if something does, then someone else comes up and then moves with it. Because it's not about being in control or this or that. It's about, you know, making a nice environment for the people to, you know, live their life in.
You give some inspiration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the what's behind all these things. So that has to be established.
Yes.
You know, so you could say it's, you know, it'd be the what do you call it? The ablative, you know, the cause, you know, what's it's not even that, it'd be you know what you're trying to not the external form, what is the reason you're saying, you know, you do this to be happy, you do this to become peaceful, you do this to become confident, or, you know. So you have so many of these kind of themes, and that one going throughout, then that one has some meaning. Does that make sense? Because if that's there, then it has meaning. And if that's lost, then what's the point?
But it is the same like writing essay. This is a etu. Reason.
Yeah. For the reason. Okay.
The reason. Okay.
What's it? Raison d'être? I don't know how you say it. The reason you're doing something. How do you say reason?
Raison.
Raison.
Ah, yes, in French. La raison d'être.
Yeah, raison, yes. Raison d'être. Yeah, just one syllable off and it's just, yeah.
Yeah. It's like he said hero.
But,
yeah, and I couldn't understand what he was saying. Yeah, same thing. I thought, because before he had said something about an arrow.
Yes.
And I always thought, oh, he's talking about that. How does he remember that? I don't even remember what it is. So
okay.
Yeah, because of the H's. Yeah, okay. Yeah, same thing. Okay.
It's good to have a few languages.
Yes, it is.
As long as we can understand some of
them. So, none of this made any sense?
No, it did.
Okay, it's crazy. Okay. Then, the episode. The event which is introduced in the interest of the principal plot and is treated like it is called an episode. So some event. So it may be an event or a series of events. But in any case, one event will work. If there's a series of events, there has to be the connection between them. Like as I mentioned before, no connection, then you don't know how it's working. Right? Episodical incident. Isn't that weird? Episode. Episodical. It changes.
Episode.
But if you say about the episode.
Episodicity. That's different. It's more complex than English.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's just but it has some. It has some regularity. No.
Yes.
Some rules.
Yeah. Rules. Yeah. Exactly. It's according to the rule.
Yeah. When merely the result of an event is presented for the purpose of another, i.e. the principal plot, and it has no continuation, is called the episodical incident. Okay. The result of an event is shown. You don't show anything else. Like sometimes it's there and then you just show a result. You know, so it's like, say... So it'll be, let us say, the husband and wife, you know, just newly married and this and that, and they're playing, laughing, joking, and all this and that, like that, and one runs into a room, and the other one runs into the room, and then the next thing is a child runs out.
Yes.
You didn't show anything in between.
Yes.
So that's episodical incident. You know what happened.
Yes.
It makes the plot go forward.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes. No, these are what's given as the five different things that are there. Plot contains these because you can't show every episode.
Uh-huh.
So some of them will be episodical incident because it will help connect and like that. You have to have a progression. Some things you may bring out, some things you just show the result. You don't show the beginning and don't show the end. So that's the whole point. Some you're showing beginning to end episodes and some you're just showing the end. But the point is there should be a connection between these episodes. And the last action, the efforts made for the purpose of the principal plot introduced in a play, right, because that's what was in the beginning, right, the seed and that,
yes.
The opening, is called the action, karya, right? So that's straightforward. That one we pretty much easily catch, right? You know. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.